Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Lucky Dip Podcast. My name is Jordan, and every single week we come on here, we talk about esports, we talk about gaming, we talk about just a huge variety of things. Sometimes we talk about creative stuff. Sometimes I just sit here and complain, and hey, today I think is the perfect episode. First off, because I can't speak properly, as you can probably tell. Secondly, because if you enjoy a little bit of gaming, a little bit of complaining, and a little bit of creativity, I'm going to take all of that and mash it into one epic episode, which is this one. It's it's not going to be like the most epic episode. That's a weird word. I don't know why I use that to describe it, but what I'm trying to say is I'm going to touch on a few things in this episode. Still going to break it into two parts. If you're brand new to this, the only reason I break it into two parts, it doesn't affect you at all. It's just for me editing because my camera doesn't record more than 30 minutes. Otherwise, it all crashes and then I get very mad and sad. And anyways, let's almost just hop right into this one. Sometimes I go on my intros 5 minutes, sometimes they're 30 seconds. Today, I think, is 1 minute and 20 seconds or so. Mind you, that's probably not true because I have to... Never mind. I just have to, you know, my intro, I start it, I clap so I can sync up the audio, and then I like say something like, okay. And then I like let it go for a few seconds when I line up the tracks. Okay. Well, that is kind of boring. I don't think it's that boring because actually here's the thing. I'm talking about editing here for a second. When I was younger, I never knew how to edit anything. You know, I kind of learned on Windows. Okay, it wasn't Movie Maker, was it? I think it was Windows Movie Maker. When I was like 13 and I would try to like edit stuff, and all I would do is, you know, film something that was, let's say, 5 minutes, put it onto Windows Movie Maker, cut the beginning so that it just started when I started, cut the end so it wasn't like a long, weird outro, and then maybe put a title in. But I didn't know how to do anything. And now look at me. I'm doing this right now, which doesn't require barely any editing, this podcast. But what I was trying to say is that I would always try to learn how to do stuff. And now that I've learned all this stuff, to me, it's super easy. And I think it's boring for other people. But maybe there's people out there who want to learn how to edit things, or they think, oh, I never thought of you can take out one of these tracks and put in a new audio track. And then if you do a clap, then you can sync up the audio because you can see it, the wavelength. The voice length, whatever it's called. I think it's a wavelength. I don't know. Audio wave. And you can sync it up right there visually. Because what I used to do, and I used to... Okay, sorry. I keep adding to this because I keep thinking of new things that I wanted to say that relate to this directly, matching up. This is... If you stuck through this intro, I'm very proud of you. I'm not even done the intro yet. Okay. When I used to play the drums a lot, and I'd lots of times do drum covers, which are you playing the drums over a song. And I don't even know what editing software I was using at the time. I think it was called Pinnacle Deluxe 18 or something like that. I paid like $100 for it. And I would always try to line up my drum tracks to the audio tracks there, but there was like no wavelengths or audio. Like you couldn't see the audio wavelengths. So it was very hard. I was just trying to do it by ear. I'd like listen, and then I was like a second over, a second behind. And like it took me a long time. But now with the editing software that I use, you can quite literally see the audio. So I can just look at it, where it is, line it up, and then listen to it. And it usually sounds pretty good. As long as I keep my mouth on the microphone or in front of the microphone, like my podcast rookie today, like I'm turning my head like this, and you can probably barely hear me right now because I'm like looking around and I'm holding on to the microphone. I can just keep it with me. Okay. This podcast, the first one is going to be, the first part of the podcast is going to be a little bit about struggling. This whole podcast is kind of about motivational struggles with creativity. And then also for all of my gamers out there, I do have a couple of quick updates at the end about cries and stuff. But the majority of this one is going to just be not necessarily complaining, but sort of just saying how things aren't always good and fun creatively. Because, and this kind of goes for running a business too, okay? Because I am the co-founder of an esports org called Cryus Gaming. And what I think the problem these days with social media is that you only see the good snippets of any person's life, right? So that goes with business owners or, you know, people just creating content is a day is 24 hours. I mean, I know you're sleeping for a lot of it, but, or not a lot of it. Anyways, out of 24 hours, even this podcast is like 40 minutes of my life when I just sit here and I'm talking to you, or like running a business. You know, I might only talk about the quick updates, but then you don't really hear about the struggles or the times where like nothing's happening or anything like that. You just hear the good things, because what is there to talk about if there's nothing good to say, in a sense, if there's just nothing happening? And I mean that with my own business, but I also mean that with other businesses, because sometimes I get down on myself because I might listen to a podcast where a business person's on there, someone who's successful or a creator, and they're saying, oh, I do this, this, and this, and that, and this, and that, and this, and this, and that. And they're already successful. They're already making a lot of money off of whatever they're doing and stuff. And it kind of, it's supposed to motivate you. And lots of times it does. But then sometimes you sit back and you realize, you know, not every single day is a good day for anybody, for them included. And sometimes when you hear only the good parts, it has an unrealistic expectation of what your life or your business or your creativity should look like. And I don't necessarily know if that's true for everybody, but I'm just saying the days are long. There's lots of periods where it's boring. And sometimes when you watch YouTube videos where you see an epic, wow, that's the word of the day, epic. You see a crazy epic vlog that's 10 minutes long. You're like, oh my goodness, this person lives the coolest life. But then you got to realize they're only taking the best moments, maybe not even of a single day, it might be of a few days, and compiling it into one video and editing it really nicely and putting nice, you know, music in there and stuff in a nice location. And it makes unrealistic expectations. I already said that. Okay, let's hop into the actual topics. I was just trying to say that this podcast isn't necessarily going to be isn't going to necessarily be podcasting. No, this podcast is not going to be necessarily complaining, but I also just want to be real with you sometimes, you know, because not everything is always great. Not everything is, I'm super motivated, I'm going to make $1,000, $1,000,000. I got to aim higher. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes there's just days or periods, whether that's creativity, owning a business, or just life in general, where you just feel down or not motivated. So I want to keep talking about those on this podcast because it's a great platform to do so. Because we just sit back, we relax, go for a little walk. You listen to it in 2x speed, except my mom, she listens to it 1x speed, like, which is weird to me because everything I do is in 2x speed when I'm listening to things. But, you know, we're just relaxing. We're just talking here. And I just want to be real. You know, I don't want to be one of those people who, let's just say eventually, hopefully, fingers crossed, Christ starts to blow up, I become, you know, more successful, maybe I find some more motivation for creativity, I'm making some great videos again, I'm feeling great. I don't want everybody to think that it's always like that, or that it was always like that. I want you to be able to follow this journey with me and be like, oh yeah, no, he is just like me. There are times when he doesn't know what to do for creativity, he doesn't know what to do for the next business move. Not everything is just go, 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 this is awesome, this is great, look how busy I am, my whole life is busy, capitalism and stuff. Like, yes, I want to reap the benefits of capitalism, but I also like to sometimes just not do anything. It's a normal thing to do, everybody, to not want to do anything for a little bit. It's okay. That is normal. Sometimes it's great to just relax and literally not worry about doing anything. You don't always have to act busy. Okay. So recently I've had a lack of motivation to film my personal stuff. And I want to preface this. Eventually I will, I think at least, I'll be able to say what I do for a job and like kind of explain it a bit more, because I really want to, but I can't. And I haven't been able to for the past month and a half. And I still can't for a couple of weeks because anyways. But I'm filming all the time. That's what I do. I film videos. I edit videos. And it's on a cell phone. It's like in a TikTok sort of format. And I make some pretty good videos, I think, at least. Like, I think they're actually pretty good. I do this throughout the week. I sometimes film 2 videos a day and edit them and write articles accompanying them. And it's a lot of work, like a single video from start to finish, doing an interview, editing the video, doing a script, and also writing an article takes like half the day, sometimes a bit more if it's a little bit of a tougher story. But I think what I'm trying to say is I can always make content for other people, but I've always struggled making content for myself. My YouTube channel, even doing this podcast right now, part of me doesn't even want to film it because I get 2 views on these videos sometimes. I get 5 videos. The most I think I've ever gotten on one of these podcast videos is like 20 or 25. And when you have almost, I don't know how many subscribers I have. I think I almost have 8,000 subscribers. 2 views is like, it's like you have 0 subscribers in a sense. And that's why I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but it doesn't really make me motivated to want to film these because I don't even consume them on video either. And the other part to that is if I ever want to do interviews with people, that would mean I'd have to be there in person with them. Whereas if I just do audio, it's so much easier because they could be somewhere else and you can just listen, right? And I can still use this good recording setup with their audio track and everything would sound a bit better. But like, I want to keep filming these because then I'll have nothing on the YouTube channel, but it's almost like nothing right now, you know? And that's just the reality of it. When you've had in the last year at this time, my views were up. I was getting a decent amount of money. I was getting a monthly paycheck from YouTube. You feel good because you feel validated in what you're doing. And then when that starts to go down, when you're losing that traction, also because I didn't capitalize on it, but still, that, I mean, I know that's my own fault. I've talked about this in a previous podcast, but still, when your views go down like a huge amount, when you're not getting paid very much anymore for doing it, it can really make you lose motivation because you're going, what am I doing differently? And the truth is not really anything, because the one video that blew up was from 4 or 5 years ago. So it's not like anything I did in the past 2 years has really impacted, or the past year, or the past 6 months has really impacted. But still, it is, you know, you look at it, and I know a lot of times people out there say, like, you know, bigger creators go, if I wasn't getting paid, I'd still do this. And it's like, I was never paid and I still did this. But the truth is, when you start getting paid and then you kind of stop getting paid, or you get a lot of views and you stop getting views, you can't tell me that doesn't hurt a little bit. You can't tell me that you don't care at all, because not even that it's an ego thing. It's more just validation as a creator. And it's also more just motivation, because when I've been doing YouTube since I was 12. And when you do find a bit of success, when you do get a bit of money from YouTube, when you do get a decent amount of views and subscribers, you're like, wow, I've worked like 10 years for this. This is awesome. And then when that slowly starts to dip away and you don't have motivation to continue making videos, it's like a double-edged sword. I don't know if that's the right. It's like a double whammy in a sense, you know, when you're already kind of feeling a bit unmotivated to film your own content and then you completely are losing views, subscribers, and money. It really does not make you want to do it very much anymore. You have that hunger when you're younger. That rhymed. You have that hunger when you're younger, when you haven't made any money, when you haven't gotten any views, when you're completely new, where you just want to go, 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 go. And then once you kind of reach the point after, literally I've been doing this for 10 years, you kind of get to the point where it's not even big success and it starts to dip. You kind of go, oh, okay, well, like, sometimes I don't even know anymore with YouTube, you know? And by that, I mean on this specific channel, because I know that I'd probably be more motivated if I made a new channel and everything was fresh, but I don't want to do that until I know exactly what I want to make, right? I want to wait until I know exactly the type of videos I want to make and I know I can do it and I have it perfected, and then boom, I come on to a new video, hit the ground running, and then you're just set. So I think that's what I wanted to say, is because when I'm editing all day at work, and I can create great videos, I do interviews all the time. I want to eventually show you guys some of these videos because I think they're really good. So hopefully I can talk about it one time and show you guys, and it's fun. So I'm not saying that I don't know how to make videos or anything. I'm literally doing it as a job. This is my job. I create videos. But when it comes to my own videos, my own creativity, my own YouTube channels and stuff, I completely lack motivation and I feel like I don't even know what to do and I feel lazy too. Like, for example, at work, the way that I work, my workflow is I'll get an idea, I'll reach out, I'll go interview somebody, film a whole bunch of B-roll and footage and whatever. Then I come back, I listen to the interview and I transcribe the good parts, because that's kind of telling the story. Then I write out a whole entire article about it, so I know exactly what the whole entire story is. So I write about a 400-word article, put in quotes and everything. Then I write the video script, which, you know, these are short minute-long videos. So it's like I kind of take a couple quotes, I look at the footage that fits, and I think about how I'm going to make this video work, and then I just go edit. And the editing process is a lot easier because I already wrote the whole article, I've done the interview, I've done everything, I have the script ready, so I'm just doing it. I already have it visualized in my mind. That's how I do it for work, and it works great. But for myself, for my own creativity, I've never done that. I've never written scripts. I've never thought about something that much when I'm making a video, I just kind of think, oh, maybe this is what I'll talk about today. Or, you know, even a vlog, I never plan out maybe what a vlog would look like or any of this stuff. I just pick up a camera and do it. And that's probably because when I was younger, that's all I had to do, right? That's all I wanted to do. I was like, oh, I'm going to go scooter. Oh, wait, sweet. I'm going to just go film myself scootering. There's not really a story to it. When I used to do animal stuff, I would just film animals. I'd film like 3 or 4 videos a day because I loved the animals. It was great. And I think the difference too with doing filming that relates to animals or scootering or any of these other things that are more active or that don't mean you're sitting at a desk. Sorry, I don't think I explained that well. The difference between like animal videos and scootering and stuff compared to esports and gaming videos is that the animal videos and stuff, I'm like out doing stuff. I'm either filming animals or I'm like showing them or I'm doing things or cleaning, whatever the case is. Scootering, you're out scootering, drumming. I'm like doing the music and everything. But with esports and like the org that I own, everything's at my desk. So I'm already always sitting down. So that's when I kind of lose the motivation because I don't want to be sitting down, but I don't have anything to do besides like electronically through video games in a digital space. Does that make sense? I don't know if it does, but what I'm basically trying to say essentially is I need to find something. I know I've said this previously in some podcasts. I need to find something again. Like if I were to launch a new YouTube channel that I can do that's more active, and then I can film about it because then it won't bother me so much that I'm sitting down to edit it because I was out filming and doing stuff, right? Whereas when I'm gaming and everything, I'm already sitting down gaming or, you know, when you have meetings or any of that stuff or casting, like, you know, broadcasting anything, streaming, I'm already sitting down. So I don't really want to continue sitting down to edit it. And then I kind of just get tired because you're sitting the whole time. Everything's just on the computer. You know, that's why if things were in person, and this could still work for esports, right? I'm not saying I'm never going to film esports stuff. If everybody was in person, then I would be out filming stuff with them. I wouldn't be, all my business stuff wouldn't be at my desk right here. It would be in an office space. It would be at a whiteboard. We would have stuff we could do. I'd have other people around. There would be things that we're doing. We could go to events, right? Versus just virtually doing everything. So I think that's kind of just part of it. I need to be out doing stuff in order for me to be motivated to kind of film about it and sit down and edit, because then it's like, okay, sweet, that was a really busy day, now I'm going to sit down and edit, versus, oh, that was a really busy day of me sitting down all day, now I'm going to continue to sit down and edit. And I guess that what also feeds into that is because at work I'm doing all this filming and editing and stuff, a lot of that is sitting down still. I don't like sitting, if you can't tell. I don't like sitting down, but that's all I do now, right? When I'm there, I'm out filming and it's great, but then you come back, write the article, edit. So I'm sitting down, staring at the computer. Maybe I have another store to go to, maybe I don't. So then I come back and I start gaming, and then I don't really feel like editing any gaming videos because I was sitting all day at the office. I come back, I'm sitting down gaming, and I don't want to sit down and edit here and then repeat it. Otherwise, it's like for 12, 15 hours of my day, my entire day would be the same. So that's where I kind of lose motivation. And if I had something like animals, let's just say, if I had a bunch of animals or I had people in person where like after work I'd head to a different office and do stuff, then I might be more motivated. These are also hypotheticals. I don't really know if I would. But in a sense, it almost feels like laziness, but not really because, well, yes, laziness in the fact that how I explained earlier, when I'm at work, I write scripts, I do articles, I do everything. I actually put thought into the story. I tell some good stories. I interview people. I do all this. But when it comes to my own creativity, I get lazy in that way where I don't do any of that. I don't write scripts. I don't, not that everything has to be scripted, of course, but I mean, I don't put the time and effort in pre-production before you actually film anything as I do it with my other stuff at work. Granted, I'm getting paid for that and everything, and it's not on my personal channel. I'm not even in those videos. So it's almost like that's the struggle when it comes to me and filming about me. I like being in front of the camera. I love doing this stuff, but I don't know what to film. I don't have anything to film. I don't have any interest or passion to kind of go out and film. And I know this is probably sounding like a bit of a repeat from a couple of podcasts ago, but I just wanted to bring it up again because I had a couple other points about it, which I hope that I made clear, or at least a little more clear, where sometimes you might lack motivation like myself with your own content and you don't want to put in it's not even that I don't want to put in the time beforehand, like in pre-production, like writing stuff or coming up with good ideas or actually thinking of what do you think the story is going to be. It's just that when it came to YouTube, since I've been doing it since I was a kid, I just became so accustomed to just filming whatever I wanted and putting it up, because I came from the era of YouTube where you could go viral for anything, or, you know, people weren't putting on like cinematic masterpieces on YouTube or craziest vlogs you've ever seen. None of that stuff existed when I first started YouTube. And those are through my teenage years. So that's kind of what I just got used to is, okay, everybody just films with their camera. They show cool stuff that they like to do, or a niche, like a topic they like to do, and that's it. And you upload it. It doesn't have to be crazy editing. But now, if you even want to make it on YouTube, you have to tell a really good story first off. You have to tell a really, really good story. Then you also have to have good thumbnails. You have to have good titles. You have to have good descriptions. You have to have a great idea. You have to do something new. You have to be innovative. You have to have, for the most part, good editing or better quality. Now, I know that's not necessary, you know, on the quality side, but I think that's the difference is... I just dropped my phone. I think that's the difference is when I was younger, YouTube was a lot different. And what I failed to do is adapt to the new ways. I can do it. Like I said, I have a job filming and stuff, so obviously I'm good enough at doing it. You know, I film stuff during my degree. Like, that's what I did, broadcasting stuff, so I know I can do all of this. But when it comes to YouTube, I have a different mindset where I'm just used to how it was when I was younger. And I haven't adapted to the new way that YouTube is. So some people are like, it's impossible to get big on YouTube now. And I'm like, that's not necessarily true, because it's not like there's a cap on the amount of creators. It is harder because there's a lot more out there who are really good. But it's also almost a better time to be a creator because it's more legitimized. You can actually get paid through AdSense. You know, other brands might actually take into consideration social media, YouTube, for working with you. And even other people see that it's kind of a legit career path. So that's kind of the part that sucks, is I see YouTube now as like, oh my goodness, you can still do it. But yet in my mind, mentally, I'm still stuck as with that mindset when I was younger, where I don't put in the effort because I think that it'll just work. What I used to do when I was literally on my first YouTube channel is I would post just like a video almost every single day, horrible videos. I mean, also I'm like 12, 13, but still, I'd post tons of videos and I'd be like, okay, once I get enough videos built up, some of those are going to start getting views. And when those start getting views, then I'll keep posting more videos. And then some of those, like at least out of 400 videos, something's got to get big. You know, like I had that mindset of just keep posting a whole bunch of stuff. It doesn't really matter if it's good or not. I won't put much thought into it. Just like whatever I feel like that day. And sometimes I still have that mindset, except I don't post at all. But I still have that mentality of, you know what, if I just keep posting, even if it's not what I want it to be, or even if I don't think it's that good, or even if I don't put effort into it, it'll work out, because I've been on YouTube since I was so young and I think it'll just work. You know what I mean? I have that naive mindset when it comes to YouTube of just, it doesn't really matter if I put effort in, it'll just kind of work. And it doesn't, and it hasn't, and it won't. And I think that's why I really need to keep working at this job, so I can keep learning a lot of things, and then hopefully some things can start coming back to in person with gaming and esports. And I can kind of start doing some stuff in person, then really give it some thought, you know, like take a second to be like, what do I want to film? I know I can do it. Editing, I know I can do it. Before, I was never confident with my editing. I'm confident now I can do it. Filming, even, I was never confident before with my filming. I'm confident I can film now. I filmed some really good stuff on my phone, and this phone has a crack in the lens. It's not even a good phone, an iPhone 8, and I can still film some pretty good stuff. I went to LA to film some stuff a few years ago with my buddy Carlos. We made a really nice travel vlog. It was good. I filmed it. I've filmed a short film before. Like, you know what I mean? I have confidence now as a creator, and now it's just finding that niche or that subject that I want to film, and then taking all these skills that I'm learning with writing and script writing and coming up with stories and telling a good story and finding ideas and putting it into that. But I think now it's like almost taking a step back, being patient, not getting mad at myself, and just moving. See, these podcasts are almost like 5 minutes, or not 5 minutes. They're my own personal therapy session. It's kind of nice, actually. So hopefully it is relatable enough where if any of you are creators out there, that you might feel the same way and you can relate to it. Or if not, maybe you just want to support me and you enjoy it. Sometimes these take a little bit more of a, this might just be me thing versus this is relatable. But I hope that everybody still enjoys this. And with that said, I'm going to... I'm going to pause the podcast right now. Well, again, I always explain this. It doesn't impact you. This is just for me. I'm stopping the camera. I'm going to talk about gaming now for the next little bit. All right. We are back. It's funny how I say that, but the only reason I say, all right, we're back, is because then when I go into post-production, because I keep my audio going the entire time, like my recorder, it's a Zoom recorder. They're pretty good, honestly. If you need anything for video or audio recording, these things are nice. They're really good. Anyways, I keep that running. So then I have to say something when I get back. So then again, I can cut and then sync up the audio. It's not complicated, but it was. Here's the thing. It is complicated because when you don't know how to do anything, it's complicated. But when you learn how to do it, you're like, this is super easy. How did I not know how to do that before? Regardless, I always say, all right, we're back. And also, if you notice, maybe not in these as much because I kind of just talk for the whole time. But whenever I do videos where I have cuts or anything, I always say, all right. Or when I start, I go, all right. Everybody has that word that they start things off with, at least creator people do. Mine is all right. I don't know why. That's just how it is. But let's talk a little bit about gaming now, because I know a lot of you out there who listen to this really enjoy gaming. So let's hop into it. So for a long time now, well, last year, let me preface this. What I'm trying to say is I play Rocket League on my PC now. I play it on my computer. And it's like night and day difference. It's so much better. I don't know why I didn't do it earlier. But let me preface this by saying about a year ago, the CDL, so the Call of Duty League, went from being on PlayStation to being on PC, so being on computers. And when that happened, my buddy Braden and a lot of people I played Call of Duty with stopped playing on their consoles, like Xbox or PlayStation, and they got gaming PCs because they are way better. Like, it's incredible how much better they are. The graphics are better. Everything's faster. You can't really compete when you play on PC. Sorry. You can't really compete with PC players when you're playing on console because it looks different. It feels different. You're behind by a mile. So they all got gaming PCs and stuff. But obviously, those are expensive. Very expensive. I'm not saying consoles are cheap, but you kind of buy one and then you're good for a few years. And then, you know, you're like, okay, I'll buy a new one now. But going from spending, maybe I'll spend $500 on a PlayStation to I'm going to spend $2,000 on a PC. That's a big difference. So I didn't buy a new gaming PC. You know, I've had my PC, which technically is a gaming PC, you know, when I first bought it. But I just use it for editing and stuff. But it's also not at the capacity to where you could have big games on it, because video games nowadays take up a lot of memory because they're so good. The graphics and stuff are so good and the games are so big and intricate that they take up a lot of space. They require a lot of power to run. My PC can't handle that, especially because I use it for editing. I use it for streaming. I use it for a lot of stuff, and it's going to freaking die if I try to play Call of Duty and some of these other games on it. But Rocket League is a relatively small game, and it's not super, not intricate. It's not as demanding on your hardware. So I want to get a second PC because I want to have one for editing, one for streaming, you know, one that I normally use, and then one is just for gaming, right? That's what a lot of people have. Or, you know, maybe if it's a good enough PC, I can do everything on it. But what I'm trying to say is this PC can't handle it. But I also can't really drop $2,000 on a new PC or even $1,000 because now that I live on my own and I live in an expensive place, 1.5 of my paychecks goes towards bills, rent, groceries, gas for my car, insurance for my car. It's actually crazy. I only make maybe, if I don't spend that much on extracurricular activities, if I don't really do anything, I maybe make only a couple $100 a month, okay? Now, obviously, I'm not going to go into what my salary is and all of this and that or how much, you know, all this other stuff costs, but if I broke it down, quite literally, my one paycheck goes completely towards rent, electricity, which here is called hydro in BC, which is weird, and my internet, completely. My whole paycheck goes towards that. But then I still have to pay for groceries. I still have to pay for gas. I still have to pay for my phone bill. And there's some more stuff. I don't know. There's always other things that come up that you're like, I forgot I had to pay for that. Oh, yeah, car insurance. So what I'm trying to say is I can't really just drop a bunch of money right now on a PC, which sucks. Because I want to, but I just can't. And I'm also not going to buy a PlayStation 5 or one of those new Xboxes either because, you know, my PlayStation is a few years old now and a lot of these newer games, they don't run very well on my PlayStation or anything, but it's a waste of money to buy, you know, spend $500, $600 on a PlayStation versus just getting a PC. So I know that that's the move. It just sucks because I need to save up some more money first. And living on your own and stuff, you do have to spend a lot more money. And I'm pretty good with my money. I'm actually very good with my money. And yet everything costs a lot of money. So you can be as good as you're good with your money as you want, but you know, there's simply things you got to pay for, like rent and insurance and gas for your car. Unless you don't have a car, then you don't have to pay for any of that, and that's great. But I need a car to drive around, and I could not live without one. That whole entire spiel was to try to say that PC gaming is elite. I've done so much better in Rocket League now that I've been playing on my PC, and you can see the difference. And my monitors, like my screens, are not even that good. They're not even nearly close to what my buddy Braden's even are. And I'm playing so much better, and it looks so much clearer, and everything just works better. I can't explain it to people who don't know how to game or who don't game, rather, because I myself didn't understand it. When I was on console, I'm like, it's not going to make that big of a difference. And then as soon as I downloaded Rocket League on my PC last week, I have not plugged in my PlayStation. I've not played Splitgate. I have not played Call of Duty. I've not played Grand Theft Auto. None of my PlayStation games have I played in the past week and a bit, because I don't even want to go back to console because it's so much better on PC. I unplugged my Ethernet cord from my PlayStation, plugged it directly into my computer, so now I'm getting really, really good ping, which means, like, you know, you're not lagging out. So it's even better than Wi-Fi. It's connected wired. Since this is a newer building, they have TELUS fiber optic internet in here. So I have it, my modem is right by my computer and it's directly plugged into the wall, which is directly plugged into my PC. It's as fast as you're going to get. And I have good internet as well. So what I'm trying to say is I'm really good now for internet speeds on my PC. I also took out my HDMI cable from my PlayStation and plugged it into my second monitor. Right, because normally I had one monitor just my PC, one monitor just for gaming on my PlayStation. But since I haven't played my PlayStation, I unplugged that, plugged it into my PC. So now I have dual monitors, which is way nicer. Anyways, that's what I have at work too for editing and stuff. Makes it a lot easier, and just for gaming, because then you have stuff up on the side, whatever. Don't need to go into details. The point is, I might never play my PlayStation anymore, but the games that I want to play are on my PlayStation. And my PC can't handle these other games sometimes. So it's frustrating. And I guess what that leads into is that a new Call of Duty now is dropping soon, within the next month. And it's called, what is it called? World War II again or something like that. Vanguard. And I played the beta when it came out, which means you get like a bit of early access. So I played it a bit on my PlayStation a couple months ago. I was doing horrible. It's like I never played Call of Duty before because they optimize these games now for PC. So like my graphics were not very good. It didn't feel comfortable. I was not doing good. I literally don't want to spend any money on this new game because I don't want to play it on my PlayStation, but I also can't buy a PC yet. So I'd rather not play it than waste $80 and play it on my PlayStation and not have fun playing it. And it's kind of funny, but it's also... Well, it's also because I don't really care about the game that much because it's back to World War II and it's like, you know, they did that a couple years ago. It was kind of boring. Like, I love Call of Duty. It's still my favorite game, but someone's playing it. I don't have very much fun anymore, but I love watching it. I watch streams all the time. I watch competitive all the time. It's just playing it has not done it for me for the past couple of years. And this game, when I played it, I was just not having fun in the beta. So I might buy it eventually. You know what I mean? Maybe give me a couple of months, but... I don't want to buy it yet, and I do want to get a PC. So if any sponsors out there, if anybody's listening to this who knows somebody who works in the PC, gaming PC industry, and they can hook me up with a deal. I'm not even saying give me anything for free. I'm saying, hey, if you can give me a deal, a discount on a PC, I'll do it. I'll talk about it on the podcast. You'll get 2 views for it. I'll make a review video about it on my YouTube channel. Maybe that'll get 15 views. But I do have 2 million views in total, and I have 8,000 subscribers. So, I mean... Maybe that's just focus on that part is how much I have and how much I've accumulated, not on how much I get per video. Okay. I don't understand why it's so expensive. It makes me angry, but whatever. Now, relating to gaming as well, Rocket League Championship Series is back. That's RLCS. So like I said, Call of Duty League, this is the equivalent to that. These are the professionals, but for Rocket League. So it was off for a couple of months because they have in between splits or in between seasons, they have a bit of a break, which is completely understandable. But it's back now. And I didn't really watch it much last year, But I've started watching a bit now, and those people are just on a different level. It's insane. Like when you see players of the highest tier playing, it's crazy. Like they make it look so easy, but it is so difficult, especially Rocket League. They make it look like they're not even trying, and sometimes maybe they're not. I don't really know. They're doing crazy things to their cars, and then I go in and I miss the ball. Like Rocket League is such a hard sport, esport rather. It's insane. Even Call of Duty, I'll watch the difference. Call of Duty, since I've been playing it for a while, I'll watch, you know, the professionals play, and I learn some things, and then I can kind of incorporate it. But I'm still not even anywhere close, not even close, to how they play. I've played against some pros before in past couple of years, in game battles and stuff. They're just built different. They're on a whole entire different level. Their aim is so crazy. Their game knowledge is insane. They hit all of their shots. You peek out around a corner for a second, you're dead. They don't miss a bullet. Like it's ridiculous. I have a great game, and I'm not even close to what they're doing. You know what I mean? I can have an amazing game, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so good. Whether that's in Rocket League or whether that's in Call of Duty, and you're not even close to what the professionals are on. I mean, that probably goes for any sport, but for me, I relate to it mostly with esports because, you know, anybody can pick up the controller and start to play, and when you start going, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm doing pretty good. No. You're not. If you did, that'd be great. But it's so fun to watch. The point that I'm trying to get at is I'm glad that the RLCS is back because now I can watch some Rocket League. I can watch my own players play as well, which I do all the time. But I mean, watching like top tier players in RLCS is just something different. It's something, it's enjoyable to watch. And I really miss Call of Duty now because I would watch so much Call of Duty when it's out. Like I remember when I lived at home in Calgary, and we had online class because my final year of university, everything was online because COVID and stuff. I would be finishing up a class. I'd have on my second monitor the Call of Duty game. And then as soon as it was done, I'd go, since I was in the basement, I'd leave my room, go to like the main room in the basement, put it up on the big screen and just watch for hours. And I'd like in between, I'd like do some cleaning. I'd do a bit of homework like between games, but I'd probably watch for like 5 hours, like because some of the games go on for a little bit. And it was just so much fun, and especially because I like Call of Duty so much. And what I like about Call of Duty is because it's, well, I guess it's different. You know, Rocket League is like the same thing. Like it's 5 minute games, 3v3. It's like soccer, but with rocket powered cars. That's all you get. It's still entertaining and it's quick and it's easier. You can get a lot of games in, and I like playing it. I like watching it. But what I like about Call of Duty so much is there's different game modes. So everything's kind of new. There's a lot of teams in it. I don't know. I love watching Call of Duty. It's great. And I, like I said, I've only been watching it for 2 years. Or not like I said. I haven't probably said that on this podcast for a long time. But yeah, I've only been watching competitive Call of Duty for 2 years. And I absolutely love it. I've been playing it since I was 13. But I've only been watching competitively since I was 21. And I just love it. I want to go to a Call of Duty event sometime. It'd be incredible. Braden and I, we were going to go to a Call of Duty event. I forget which one it was. I think we're going to go to Chicago because the Huntsman, which is Optic now, but that's, well, maybe not anymore. I don't need to get into technical stuff because Optic was the Huntsman, but then Optic, Hex got Optic back, and then the Huntsman were no longer a thing, and they all live in Texas, and I think they're doing some deal where they're going to be Dallas now, but they're all known as Optic still because even last year they were known as Optic Chicago, but I think the Chicago spot, because it's franchised, so it's like, you know, each city has a team, so I think the Chicago spot's been sold, and now Optic is going to be in Dallas. But regardless, this one, they were still Huntsman in Chicago. This is before COVID. We were going to go to a homestand game is what it's called when it's like the first game there in person. But then obviously COVID happened, so we didn't even buy tickets because it was later in the year. Anyways, it'd be a lot of fun. So I really miss CDL. Might not buy the new COD. And then as well, just as a quick Cryos gaming update before I head out, the CECS, the Canadian Esports Championship Series, is back. First day was yesterday, which was Friday. Our team absolutely dominated. It's an amateur competition, and there's only, I think, 7-8 teams in it, maybe. So a few of them, like the skill gap is pretty high. It wasn't our team that just dominated. Another team called the Maple Men won like 15-1 in one of the games, I think, which is absurd. We play them actually today. I'm a little scared because they're really good players. We've talked to them. One of the guys is from Calgary, which is where we're from. The other guy's from Quebec. They're good players. It's going to be a good game. But it's back. This is like the preseason tournament, which is awesome. Like I said last week, I'm doing some analyst stuff on the desk after the games, which is going to be fun. I'm going to watch them. And talk about it for a bit after, and then I have my Indie Gaming League game with Alex tonight because we thought that the people forfeit, but they didn't. They want to do it yesterday, and then yesterday they said, let's do it today, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so busy with CECS trying to watch this and do this that I have not focused on my own gameplay. We're not going to stream it or anything this week because everybody's going to be watching Manitoba Esports stream for CECS, and then basically we didn't know we were going to have it, and it's going to be hectic because I'm on the analyst desk my time at about 6 p.m. if the games all, you know, don't carry on too long. At about 6 p.m., they usually take about half an hour. Then we have our Indie Gaming League at 7 p.m. my time. So I have about an hour to work with. I also have to have some food. I don't know what the play is going to be yet. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'll figure something out. It's going to be pretty hectic, but it's all some good Rocket League. And with that said, that's going to be the end of the podcast for today. I hope you guys enjoyed. And yeah, hope it wasn't just complaining. Hope it was relatable. I still touched a bit on gaming. What gaming PC should I get? Should I buy Vanguard? When does the CDL season start? These are questions I don't have answers to. All right. See you guys in the next one. Have a good one. And I'll see you later. Bye.